is The Bench.
The Bench
on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell, and off we go. And man, oh man, oh man, this is an exciting morning. What a signing by Nick Caserio and the Texans. According to Tom Pelissero, okay, at Tom Pelissero, he wrote this. It's a one-year deal worth up to $3.25 million for Kamu Grugier-Hill with the Texans. One of the best coverage linebackers. Now, he was with the Dolphins. He was drafted by
Patriots.
Originally by the Patriots. That's where Caserio
knows scouted him. Nick
scouted him. Then he went to the Eagles, and he was there for 3 years. And then he went to the Dolphins. He was there for last year.
Yes.
Best coverage linebacker in football.
Well, Brian Flores knows him from his time in New England and brought him over.
Well, there's New England South,
and apparently
not here.
I'm listening, and it's Grugier-Hill.
It's Grugier.
Grugier-Hill.
Well, so and as a Dolphin fan,
I didn't know how to say his name because he's barely on the field.
So
I had to look it up on YouTube in an interview.
So Lance, let's look up. This is the Texans just got. Best coverage linebacker, one of the best coverage linebackers in the game. Let's look at his stats.
Oh, you sure?
Yeah. Yeah. I want to see the best, one of the best coverage linebackers in all of football.
Well, he was given a grade of 50 by Pro Football Focus, which is
not,
I won't say it's their lowest, but it's their baseline low grade. Let's see. He had zero passes defensed. Zero interceptions. He gave up 7 first downs and 17 completions on 19 targets.
Grugier-Hill Island?
It's an island, but over his career, but don't just take 1 year.
Well, wait a minute.
You want to know his career?
19 attempts, he gave up 17 completions?
It might just be like a zone that they run or something. It's probably a soft defense
and
that
he
Brian
came
Flores
runs. Well, maybe he was covering the right side, a completion all the way to the left side. He ran across the field and made the tackle.
And he gets,
dinged.
Before his career, he does have an interception and 3 passes defensed.
In his 4-year career? 5-year career.
5-year career, and he's given up 2 touchdowns.
So,
and his completion
Hill
percentage
Island.
Is about 78%.
Okay.
So, it's not an island so much as maybe a very small
archipelago?
Is it a Grugier-Hill Peninsula?
Archipelago?
I wouldn't say that. It's like a giant, like somebody dumped trash inside of a small body of water and you could stand on it. So it's not an island, but it's not a landmass necessarily, but it is a mass of stuff.
Best coverage LBs, seriously? Watched every snap of Miami last year, and this dude can't cover at all. Special teams player at best.
That's what he is.
One of the best coverage linebackers said no one ever. The Miami Dolphin fans really responded to Tom Pelissero.
I don't understand. Who fed that to Tom Pelissero? Why would you say it?
It's not even in Pro Football Focus. I'm not sure where he's – like, there's no
numbers.
Necessary.
It's not necessary. Just say the Texans signed Grugier-Hill.
Right. Don't try to put context on
it. Yeah. No one's going to really care enough to look into it until you say something nuts.
Here's why. Tom Pelissero is the brother-in-law of Grugier-Hill's agent.
Is that true?
No. Okay. So that's the only explanation, though. That's really the only explanation. Hopefully Grugier-Hill is going to be glue to those tight ends, okay? He's just going to come out. Man, the Texans are loading up on some linebackers now. Okay, that's totally sweet, and
I wrote him up. The only thing I could find that he had a huge pro day, right? 6'2", 220 pounds, and ran a 4.45. So he had a big pro day, which I knew meant he had a chance to be drafted in late day 3. The only thing I can find that I wrote up about coverage stuff just says under weaknesses. Lacks awareness in zone coverage. So, this might be a thing.
Lacks awareness.
lacks awareness.
That's what you wrote about one of the best coverage linebackers in the game.
So that's Tom Pelissero.
Well, but if Tom Pelissero said it, then...
Why are you burying the lead? They got a good special teams guy. Oh, this team
is... $3.25 million?
Well, there's more special teams guys on the way.
Oh, are there?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You know what, Lance? It's one of the three phases. So thank God we're taking care of one of the three phases here.
They were actually fair. So here's what they've done so far. You ready? I'm going to run them down. Mark Ingram, one-year deal, $3 million. It's basically, so their running back position is taken care of.
Well, in 2016, it's taken care of.
Yeah.
Right?
But for 2021.
With David Johnson and Mark Ingram. Man, I'm going to tell you what. You go back 5 years ago, whoo, that's a tandem.
But for Mark Ingram, it's, I mean, for the position this year, your 2021 is pretty much done. You don't have to spend a draft pick on it, nothing. Buddy Howell can stay.
Well, you got
a free agent. You can what get is, undrafted
what,
free agent.
What did
agent.
They get David Johnson down to? Because they redid his deal.
I want to say.
Five something?
Yeah, yeah.
And they got him for three. So you got over $8 million in there.
Yeah. Okay. It's just a one-year deal. Everything will slide off. Like, they'll need running back next year. They've got the Band-Aid on for this year. They're not going to worry about running back is done. You can forget about
Come on back, Deshaun.
Andre Roberts is a legitimate special teams guy, too. He's a wide receiver. He's more like a wide receiver four. He agreed to a 2 year deal worth $5.95 million. He can get they can get out of that one after 1 year also. What they're doing is I'm gonna keep reading these and you're gonna see they're basically preparing to get rid of Deshaun Watson next year. These are all short term deals. Andre Roberts, 2 year deal, $5.95 million. He's a kick returner and he is a running back, I mean a wide receiver four. Marcus Cannon, he's a Band-Aid tackle. Justin McCray, guard, 2 year deal, $4 million deal, could be worth $5 million in incentives. They're going to give him a chance to compete for a starting job, but more than likely he's a backup. Justin Britt, 1 year deal, $3.2 million. He'll be a starting center.
Uh-huh.
Shaq Lawson, we already know, might be a 1 year deal. Malik Collins, 1 year deal, $6 million. He's a fit. He's an upfield defensive tackle, played for Rod Marinelli. former coordinator for the Chicago Bears under Lovie Smith. It's a good fit for what Lovie likes to do. Camus Grugier Hill is just a special teams guy and apparently coverage linebacker. Christian Kirksey, John, 1 year deal, $4.5 million.
Yep.
Vernon Hargraves, 1 year deal. Terrence Brooks, safety, 1 year deal. These are all 1 year deals. Like this entire free agency is literally this is your shot. And if you're any good, we might sign you. But chances are you're just going to help us get through the year. While we fill roster spots, we think you're better than the trash that was there. All this is you guys are better than this junk I inherited from Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby. You guys are better, so we're going to give you a year, and then we're going to try to draft behind you and this year and next year to replace you. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. This is just filling in a roster to make it better than it was last year. It's nothing. These are not major deals.
Well, no. I mean, you got to get. Well, there's going to be cap room next year too. So not only are you going to get all of these off the books, but you're going to the cap is going to expand probably greatly. So
it really makes sense to get rid of Deshaun next year now because you're starting to your money's starting to dry up.
Well, if he pulls the, it's going to be really really difficult if he pulls the hamstring deal though. Because he gets rid of that year, and then next year's cap hit is extraordinary.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. Yes.
Is it next year?
Yes, because that starts the new deal. So you're
well, but
you're
no, but the fire. Number's higher, but your the money you get hit from signing bonus stuff is going to stay the same.
Yeah, but still, no, your dead cap next year, according to SpotTrack, and I'm like,
but remember, use dead cap and then subtract it from what his salary is.
All right. Yeah. Well, here it. Yeah. Okay. Deshaun Watson next year, his dead cap is 67.1. His cap hit is 15.
Oh, that's no good.
That's not good at all.
That's impossible.
Yeah. So I mean, it.
You're, that's literally impossible.
Right. Well, you know, unless this one says the dead cap is $75 million. So, and according to everybody, it's 22 and it's $5 million after June 1st. So, I mean, I don't know how they SpotTrack calculates it. I don't. We'll see. This cap stuff is just so ridiculously complex. We need Chris Olsen. You know what? We need to hire Chris Olsen as our
on the show
As our expert.
Yeah,
our cap expert.
We'll throw some of our money at him.
Yeah, we're gonna throw all that excess money we got, you know, floating around. We're gonna throw that at Chris. Not you, Dell. I know that you're doing a lot, like 17 shows now, but Chris Olsen. We need Chris Olsen to break down the cap for us. All right.
Does he need to be an unpaid intern here? Is that what he's looking for?
No, he's not. I don't think Chris Olsen's looking for an unpaid internship.
Well, good luck.
We got a lot to talk about. The Patriots were awfully busy. Your Houston Texans, the Jaguars were busy. There's all kinds of busy stuff. Yesterday, basically the first day where you can go and sign, and tomorrow is where teams have got to get down to the 17th. Tomorrow's the 17th, right? Tomorrow is where you got to get down to your cap down. So that's the start of the new league year. So there's a lot of movement going to be today and whatnot going on. So we're going to find out a lot of teams. There's going to be a lot of guys out there. It's funny that they're doing a lot of these deals that the Texans felt like they needed to get, like the Grugier Hills and the Andre Roberts and these guys now, when in fact you might get better deals when you are out there, you know, when the guys are sitting there and might not have a place to go, when they're sitting there and not wondering if they're going to sign anywhere. You know,
well,
these feel like pretty
reasonable deals.
Yeah, reasonable deals.
One-year deals. I feel like these are usually wave two deals, and basically Nick Caserio said, we ain't waiting. Yeah. We're filling our roster spot. Yeah. We're filling our roster up.
This is phase two and three. They're doing it with phase one.
We're filling our roster up with guys who probably expected to keep sitting. And we're going to get them at what the price we think we're going to offer them. If they don't want it, they can leave. We'll go somewhere else. And you have agents going, let's just take it.
Yeah.
Because agents.
At $182 million.
Agents know, like, dude, let's just take this one-year deal and wait till next year.
Right. Okay? Right.
Whatever the number.
How many guys have ties to the Patriots?
Grugier Hill, obviously. Marcus Cannon does. Let me see.
There were
Malik Collins is going to be like a Lovie Smith tie. Christian Kirksey's a Lovie Smith tie, is a Bears tie, not Justin Britt, not Andre Roberts. I got to see on Justin McCray. All of these guys are going to be guys that Nick feels good about from scouting, his scouting background. Yeah. Some of them are going to be, you know, Mark Ingram is Ravens. That's David Culley. So what you're looking at is Ravens, Bears, Patriots. Mm-hmm. More than likely, and you're going to see a lot of those kind of guys.
Yeah, but they know
Shaq Lawson is... Shaq Lawson, he knows Shaq from Buffalo, from Miami. You know, Miami has New England guys on it, but he knows him from a division. You know, from divisionally. Mm-hmm.
They were looking at him twice a year.
I would continue to keep an eye on. I don't even know this guy Justin McCray really. He's been in the league for 5 years. He's 28 years old. I'm not sure.
Is he one of the best coverage linebackers in the game?
It doesn't say that.
Uh-huh. Is he one of the best coverage guards in the game?
No.
No?
He has Browns ties.
Well, there you go. Yeah. There it is.
Oh, you know what? He's a fill-in starter. He's got 50 career games, 19 starts. He's never been a full-time starter. If somebody gets hurt, this guy comes in. So he's depth.
Yeah.
He's a depth player. Packers, Browns, and Falcons. So he's played on... In 4 years, he's played
on
three teams.
He's a swing guy.
He's a Senio Calamete.
Yeah, right. All right. Or Greg what was his name?
Greg Mance.
Yeah. Well, you got to have guys like that, though.
No, you do.
You do.
Just filling around. He just wants to make his roster better for this year. Yeah. None of these guys are even going to be around.
Nope. All right, 7:13 ESPN, and he's doing it the opposite of the Patriots. We'll talk about that. Holy crap.
The Patriots.
Yeah. We'll do that on the other side. Right now, though, we're talking about GimmeTheVin.com. That's my man, John Clay Wolf, over at GimmeTheVin.com. He's nuts. And you know what? Holy crap. Guys, I was listening to him on Saturday, and he said he is going to sell 1,000. The reason he didn't answer today, I think they're going to auction, and he said, we are going to sell in one day a record 1,000 cars. So he's been paying, and it might be on Thursday, so you get, he said, if you don't sell your car to me right now, it's basically like I'm paying retail for your car. Because I want to get as many cars as I possibly can. If you don't go to GimmeTheVin.com, you put in your VIN number or you put in your license plate now. They got the technology for that. And then you put in, you send them a couple of pictures, and they'll give you, in 45 seconds, you're going to have a quote for your car. And what they're going to do.
Trey.
You what?
Trey, Juggalo Trey. His dad passed away, gave him, he's got a purple Hummer. Oh my goodness, he wants to sell.
Well, go to GiveMeTheVin.com, Trey. That's all you got to do.
That's what you should do.
Yeah, GiveMeTheVin.com. That's all you got to do is go to GiveMeTheVin.com. He's going to give you more for your car at GiveMeTheVin.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Really quickly on the Rockets front, Christian Wood considered doubtful. For tonight, John Wall is out. And in a long-term prognosis, it was reported yesterday that John Wall is likely to have get his knee cleaned out. And then I think is that supposed to shut him down, Dal?
Why wouldn't it, to be honest?
Well, a scope is not going to shut you down.
When's he going to come back?
You don't rush those things when you already have a knee issue.
Well, yeah. I mean, how good has he played? Do you want him to come back? Has he been crap so that you can get the first pick? Do you not want him to? I mean, this is a difficult situation.
They've been particularly awful with him off the floor. So,
he and Christian Wood together.
Remember that 2 week run?
Okay, yeah,
of good basketball.
7 of 8. They won 7 of 8.
Listen, a team of streaks. This team streaks.
I've also seen that because of his play and his refusal to take that extension, that the Rockets may not trade Oladipo. They just may keep him and say bye-bye at the end of the season.
And if
they're trying to guarantee a top four pick, let that man keep shooting.
Let that man keep having his J's.
Let him keep heaving shots.
We don't need Kevin Porter Jr. getting hot and finding himself again.
All right, honestly, is Victor Oladipo regret or not regret turning down $45.2 million?
Ooh, well, if you
not regret. He thinks he's...
But wait a minute.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Everybody who's looking at him doesn't think he's...
I don't think he thinks that, right?
But I'm talking about reality.
You said, does he regret it?
When he doesn't get 45 next contract.
Well, you said, does he regret it? And I say, No.
Will he regret it?
Yes.
When he doesn't get 45 next time.
Unless he really wants to be out of Houston, which is possible.
No. Well, that's possible, but except he
likes
money.
Victor Oladipo, over under $20
million. We had this talk yesterday.
Yesterday.
No one thought Gordon Hayward was going to get his deal.
But he ain't Gordon Hayward. I don't think he's Gordon Hayward.
But he doesn't have to get a max, but could he get 25 plus a year? Gordon got, 30?
Ugh. If you're watching Victor Oladipo right now and you're giving him $25 million, you're too stupid to own an NBA team.
No, but the question is, there a stupid team that has to spend their money or whatever? I mean, it is. I can't rule it out. I mean, I just can't.
No, you can't. In NBA, you can't rule it out.
I can't. Because
the dude was an all-star. I hope you guys know, Victor Oladipo was an all-star.
Rafael Stone and Eli Wittes, two sharp guys, who worked under Daryl, are responsible for making that 2-year offer in the first place. I mean, I don't think it comes out of nowhere, the number that they had. So it's curious to me, to say the least. I mean, my human eyes, of course, we see it with court. I thought Dak Prescott's worth a lot less. I don't know that it's always about what your play, your value as a player, what your value would tell you your number should be. It's about what the market will bear. Mm-hmm. But even then, I can't, you're right. Who could view this guy as being one of your top three paid players?
I don't know, but there was another report that said any team bringing him on would have to need a strong enough culture to accept him in, because apparently he's a bit of an issue.
The Pacers didn't love him. They couldn't wait to get rid of him. I can tell you that for a fact.
Mm-hmm.
The Pacers couldn't wait to get rid of him.
He is...
They just thought they were better off if they didn't have
him. And the Rockets can watch Caris LeVert play because he's back. Wasn't great.
Because they saved his life.
And Jarrett Allen I'm just.
LeVert went for 17 in his last game. So
one for 17?
No, he went for 17.
Oh, 17.
Not one for 17. That's an Oladipo stat line.
I wish he was.
No.
I wish he was one for 17.
No, he was not one for 17.
Goodness gracious. I don't even want to talk about this anymore. Let's talk about the Patriots. Let's talk about the Patriots. Because the
Patriots of the South or the actual Patriots?
The Patriots of the Northeast.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. The AFC North Patriots. Not AFC South Patriots.
AFC East Patriots.
I mean, yeah, AFC East, not North.
Yeah.
And from the Northeast. That the actual Patriots.
The actual Patriots.
Not Cal McNair's Patriots.
The different one. The one that's up in that's been up in the Northeast winning championships.
With Brady
that
and
one.
Belichick.
The one that sucked last year. Hold on.
With Jack Easterby, that Patriots?
That one that, yes, but years ago.
You said the one that sucked.
Well, they both sucked.
Which Patriots?
The Patriots that reside in Foxborough.
Okay.
That one.
Just be specific.
The Patriots with the dapper dresser at quarterback.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is true.
Okay.
I'm convinced Bill Belichick is like, screw that Tom Brady. You all think that Tom Brady is the reason that we won all those championships? Watch this. Because we sucked last year. Now watch. We're going to give Cam $14 million.
We're going to give Kendrick Bourne money.
We're going to give Jonnu Smith. We're going to get Nelson Aguilar.
These are not just one-year deals. Nelson Aguilar, two-year deals, $26 million. Kendrick Bourne, three-year deals, $22 million. Jonnu Smith is a real contract. A four-year deal, $50 million. Trent Brown, we already know they brought him in. Dietrich Wise, they end up keeping Dietrich. Wait. No, Dietrich had gone back over to the Lions, right? Or no, was that Trey Flowers? I think they kept him. Agreed to a four-year deal, $10 million guaranteed. Davin Godchaux, former Miami Dolphin. Two-year deal, $16 million. Henry Anderson. See, these aren't one-year, $3 million. These are like paying more money. Henry Anderson, two-year deal, $7 million. Matt Judon, four-year deal, $56 million. You can get as much as you thought, Matt, did you? Justin Bethel, three-year deal, $6 million, special teamer. Jalen Mills, four-year deal, $24 million. They have replenished their roster, and not short-term. This is what their team is going to look like probably for the rest of Bill Belichick's coaching career. I'm not convinced he's here more than 2 years.
Yeah, he's doing.
And he's treating a team like that.
Yeah. Well, now here's the deal, though.
Well, I don't know.
And again, we're talking about he's got money to spend. Obviously, I think they had to get to a minimum, right? I mean, that's a problem with the Patriots as opposed to the Texans and a lot of other teams that got to get out of money. Here's the deal:
does this team look good to
you? No, it doesn't look good to me. He has failed miserably in the draft, right? I mean, look at what young good foundation players have they drafted over the last 10, going on 10 years now, that it's just been awful what they've done.
They're super old in the secondary right now.
He's about at the end. He doesn't give a rat's ass about what money he spends or where he leaves the organization because he's won his titles. His legacy is confirmed. He's got to win right now, and he's got to prove that it was him and not Brady.
The Patriot way, which is drafting, trying to draft smart, grow your own, this, that, and the other, what's happened is, they're treating this like the most desperate. Like, this is the exact opposite of this. Buy other people's players. Buy your depth. Look at him. He's bought two defensive linemen in Henry Anderson and Godchaux. He had to buy his pass rush and Matt Judon. He's buying secondary help. This is the sign of a guy buying wide receivers because they haven't been able to find wide receivers. You're right. This is a sign. And listen, the scary thing is that Nick Caserio was a big part of all of that. Nick Caserio's right there with them.
Yeah.
So well, whether, that's the I don't, scary
but
part.
Here's this is the problem with it. Just like we've had with the problems with Rick Smith and Bill O'Brien, like we had with Casserly and Dom Capers, is who's really making the decisions?
Yeah, but we had Field Yates on who told us, he told me privately, and I'm pretty sure he said it on the show, Nick was responsible for a lot of the heavy lifting as it came to the draft. Bill had the final decision on where guys went and who got drafted, but they drafted guys, I thought, way out of slot. I mean, for years.
Yeah, yep.
Way out of slot. And we used to say, man, you just never know what the Patriots are going to do. It was like one of those, man, they are just smarter than everyone else. Then over time, you start saying, man, the Patriots, you wonder if they know what they're doing. Like, the picks were so outrageously bad.
Right.
Aaron Dobson was a huge bust. The wide receiver from TCU who they cut after 1 year. Like, it's just, they just don't draft well. And that is scary because Nick Caserio is right there in the room with Bill Belichick watching guys and making decisions on who the players are. That's a little nerve-wracking to me.
Yeah. No, it is. No.
It's very scary.
This is the guy that you picked up, and you know that. You knew that going in, that their drafts have not been good.
Yeah.
That 12 was keeping that, all of that together. You saw, 12 had to get out of there because of how bad it was offensively, how he had zero weapons, how they screwed up and got that they lost all of their weapons over the years and didn't replenish them. N'Keal Carey, I mean, it's guy after guy after guy that they just missed on, and they just had a bunch of little white guys running around. And Brady said, I ain't doing that. I want a big Mike Evans. I want a big Chris Godwin. Gronk, come with me over here. A Cameron Brate. I mean, I'm going to get me some big guys instead of a little white guys running around all the time. Oh, Wes Welker was great. Guess what? We don't have to get every single Wes Welker out there.
Julian Edelman's not good?
A little white dude.
Amendola.
Danny Amendola was good?
I mean, again.
Oh, you mean Super Bowl winners?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
He even had a little white running back.
Danny Woodhead.
I mean, what the hell? Can we get some athletes in here?
They are. I'm sorry. Julian Edelman is a great athlete.
Is he?
Yeah, look how he tested.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But where is he? Where was he last
well,
year?
Well, Julian was a great. That was a quarterback turn wide receiver. It was a great pickup. That was years ago.
Yeah, right.
That was one of their last. Wow. It was moves like that that made everyone go, the Patriots are just different. They're smarter than everybody.
Yeah, right.
Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, Rob Gronkowski, Aaron Hernandez, they're smarter. Aaron Hernandez, double murder. Rob Gronkowski, freak show, obviously. Yeah. Tom Brady, great. Julian Edelman, fantastic. Julian Edelman was the second Antoine Randall. They got a white Antoine Randall. And after that, it's been like, I can't believe who the Patriots drafted. We had him seventh round on our board. This guy must be good.
Were they great? Well, I mean, Edelman was great. Was good. Was anywhere else or with anybody else? Hold on a second.
Deion
Branch was great with Tom Brady.
Edelman
what happened? What happened to Deion Branch after he left Tom Brady? Danny Woodhead. Danny Woodhead goes and gets paid by the Chargers. What's happened to Danny Woodhead since that? I mean, there's it's guy after guy after guy. This was all Brady. It was all Brady. And look at, he goes 1 year and they win a Super Bowl in Tampa where they couldn't even make the playoffs.
I think it used to be Belichick, and I think Belichick has a way of doing things that has been very beneficial. I don't want to completely strip Bill Belichick. I really don't. Bill Belichick, his preparation, his defense, his ability to take things away from what offenses like to do. Bill Belichick is a big part of that. He's still the head coach. But Tom Brady covered up for Bill Belichick's flaws as a personnel guy. And that's just true. And I've been saying that for several years because I've seen it manifesting itself. And now I've seen it happening, but now the manifestation is you are in major trouble when it comes to, and you start doing stuff like this. That's the act of a desperate team. And this is how you don't win, actually.
Yep.
What the Patriots are doing. Right now, I want to tell you about how you do win, and that's by making sure that you have all the bases covered. Right? And anything that you do, you want to leave out the opportunity for something unforeseen happening. That's in any business, in any way of, you know, your own way of life. That's where Generator Supercenter comes in. Generator Supercenter, having a generator, an automatic standby generator from Generac, and Generator Supercenter is the number one dealer of it. The Generac automatic standby generator, this is like the gold standard where when your electricity goes off, the power comes right back on. It's not a problem. The transition is seamless, and you will maintain your electricity. That is so huge. Never. We thought about it after Harvey. We thought about it now after the freeze. Why don't you get your peace of mind so that never happens to you again what happened to you before? And I'm sorry it did happen to you. Sorry it happened to me. We got to start thinking about Generator Supercenter and the Generac automatic standby generator. Go to GeneratorSupercenter.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. What do you think of the Texans signings? You're more than welcome to get in here. Are you excited? Are you thrilled with all the stuff that the Texans... I mean, this is... I'm on Fan Nation Texans Daily. I don't know who puts this out. Sports Illustrated. This is a Sports Illustrated thing. And Houston has a cover backer. The Texans could be set with their 4-3 linebacker formation following the signing of Kamu Grugier-Hill. Grugier-Hill is regarded as one of the best coverage linebackers in the NFL. Who started this rumor?
I don't know, but whoever it is, maybe his agent is whispering it to people and somehow.
Who started this?
Yeah, they might want to do some.
Well,
some
he more. Might get on the field more than 4 defensive plays a game.
Well, for the Texans, he might.
Well, yeah, that's true.
For the Texans, he very well could. Think of it this way. They now have. So what hasn't been mentioned is they're also getting. It's not officially in there, but they're getting Joe Thomas, who's another linebacker, who is a tough guy, starter slash backup.
He was a offensive tackle for years, and now
no, this is a different one.
Oh, that's
I think it's Joe Thomas. Yeah, I believe so.
Joe.
Also, Tremond.
Well, he's lost enough weight to play linebacker now.
Yeah, he has.
He really has.
Also, Tremond.
Really, Tremond Williams?
No, not that one.
Oh,
no, that's.
Because they had him, remember?
No, it was Tremont, restricted guy. Let me see.
Remember when they had him? And
yeah, well, as a, in training camp.
Tremont Smith. Yeah. He's a cornerback and special teamer.
Oh, a different
teamer.
One.
Another cornerback special teamer, Tremont Smith, is going to be coming over from the Colts. Aaron Wilson mentioned that, but he's restricted, so it can't be official until Wednesday. So Tremont Smith will be another cornerback you see and special teamer. He's
Excuse me.
Yes.
If you are considered one of the best cover players at your position, would you have played more special team snaps than defensive snaps last year?
Not if you're the best coverage linebacker in the game.
Like Xavien Howard, all pro. He didn't play more special team snaps than he did cornerback snaps.
How many snaps did Grugier-Hill?
He played 207 snaps.
And how many snaps did he play on defense?
No, 207.
207 on defense.
Yes, 237 on special teams.
Okay, so 237, you're looking at about a little less than a quarter of the snaps.
He played half of the special team snaps, 20% of the defensive snaps.
So he doesn't play on he probably doesn't play on field goal extra points. He's on the coverage teams. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a special teams player.
Yeah.
The same thing goes for the Texans are getting a kick returner. He has been with Kansas City,
it's about
Green Bay.
He played about a quarter of the snaps. There's 60 snaps a game, 16 games.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. He played somewhere
That's
around
what he
quarter.
Is. He's a teams guy.
Yeah.
And he will, and he'll come in some on some third down. Obviously, I can see the snap counts, and he comes in on some third down. I don't know where the good cover guy comes from, but whatever. The stats don't see it. Maybe, I don't know, maybe there's something else. But kick returner, you've got this kid, Tremond Smith, who was a height, weight, speed player. He is a kick returner, and they're going to get him from the Colts. The Texans are. That'll probably be made official tomorrow.
Where's the connection to the Colts?
The only connection is Nick probably scouted him, too. He was with the Chiefs. These are guys that Nick probably liked before.
Yeah.
And he's just this is another special teams guy. That's what I'm trying to tell you. His reps were he played off. He played defense. Tremont Smith has played defense 6%, 0%, 0%, and 1%. He's got 81 total snaps as a cornerback. And in special teams, he's got 335 career snaps.
Will the Texans special teams coach be special teams coach of the year?
It should be.
I mean,
honestly. All they're doing is loading up special teams. I mean, seriously, Grugier-Hill and Tremond Smith, these are legitimate, just they're special teams guys.
What about Terrence Brooks? He's a versatile defender, okay? A former Patriot. There's another Patriot.
So he is former Patriot?
Yeah. He's got a one-year deal worth $2
million. Joe Thomas, linebacker, is going to sign with the Texans as well, as I mentioned. I'm looking at his snap camp. Please don't let it be all special teams again. Well, he does have 14 career starts in 82 games. So, I mean, he's a backup.
Whoa.
And here's his special team count. Are you ready? Oh, he has about equal amounts of. He actually has more defensive snaps than special teams. Although I would tell you, he is a core special teams player pretty much too. So here's backup special teams guy Joe Thomas, who was with the Dallas Cowboys last year. Tough guy, came out of South Carolina State. he's going to be signed tomorrow also.
So basically this is just.
You do have a lot of, I mean, they're going to be great special teams. Right now, a lot of teams are going for, you know, I don't know, Joe Thuney's. They're going for even Nelson. They're going for Matt Judon's. The Texans are going, let's load up on special teams.
You got to think about this. Not only are they loading up with, you know, the core members, they have one of the highest paid kickers in the game as well. So they have invested a lot in special teams.
Why did they get rid of one of the best long snappers in Texans history?
Well, they had the best. Well, they had to cheap out in some spots. Sure.
Well, I'm pretty sure he's going to have his name. He's
in the rafters.
JJ, Andre,
Weeks.
And Weeks. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but you can't pay everyone on special teams that type of money, so they had to go cheap.
Well, he was $1 million a year now.
Yeah.
No, I've already written up 3 long snappers. They'll draft one of them in the 7th or bring him in via free agents. They already know who they're taking.
Yeah, at minimum, that's probably smart.
By the way, the Patriot way is to be obsessed with special teams. Bill Belichick is obsessed with special teams. So
these are the moves I want.
I don't want Matt Judon. I don't want Matt Judon here, personally.
Right.
But also, I don't want guys. I don't want guys who impact winning.
Well, special teams.
No, we don't want anyone to impact winning.
Third phase is important. No. Look, you're not going to be good on offense. You're not going to be good on defense. Special at least teams? Be great on special teams.
Mm-hmm. You can tell everyone you're well coached because how good your special teams is.
Can you win a game if you continue to get onside kick after you score and the other team can't even stop you?
Well, how are you going to score?
On a fake punt, yeah.
Okay. And then every touchdown's on a fake punt?
What if you block a bunch of kicks and then turn into touchdowns?
Well, that's possible.
You know what? Those are game changers.
It is.
Block punts for touchdowns, those are huge momentum changers.
How many block punts for touchdowns do you expect per game?
This is what I expect. A lot of guys running down as fast as they can, lighting somebody up on a kickoff, and getting up and going, ooh, like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the Texans jumping on them and then that's what I expect.
Okay, wait a minute. Is there going to be a new one? That's a Houston Texans special teams tackle.
Yes.
Is that what we're going to do now?
I would. Something like
they need
that.
And they're going to develop a nickname because of how good they'll be.
Land Sharks.
That belongs to Ole Miss.
Yeah, but we're taking the Hurricanes.
The Hurricanes.
The Hurricanes.
Yeah, yeah.
That belongs to multiple teams. You can't just call yourself the Hurricanes.
Yeah, the Houston Hurricanes.
I was thinking more something you could put on shirts that only the special teams members could use. You can go with Goon Squad, Terror Squad. There are things
because
they
got to
make shirts.
Squad.
I didn't say Terror Squad. Terror.
Oh, Terror Squad.
I didn't say what you said.
A&M was Maroon Goons.
Yeah, do that. They all can wear shirts, and then the honorary member will be when he makes a tackle.
The hard hat.
Since everybody signed for a year, can we call him the rentals?
After you get a tackle, you can put on a tackle chain.
What about the rentals?
It's not a great thing for a shirt.
You want a tackle chain?
What about a tackle chain?
Mm.
You run to the sideline, and you put a big chain on a tackle chain.
And then
you sit on a throne like this. And they put a cape over you, and you're going to have, like, a scepter.
You do a pimp walk, too?
You're the special teams king?
Special teams king. They put a crown on you, and you like this.
These guys are going to be so good that the one time they allow a person past a 20 on a return, even Fairbairn's going to get motivated and smack a dude, and everyone's going to go crazy when he gets a tackle.
I don't know who the special teams coach is, but whoever it is, you run over to him, whoever gets a tackle, and he will take, like, a little fake, or maybe even a real one, a big sword and hits you on both.
Oh, yeah?
To knight you.
On
both shoulders, and it's like a big thing, and then you get to sit on your throne. That'll be.
There's going to be a throne over there?
What if you come out in chainmail?
Let's go a different direction.
What if you come out in chainmail?
I think
it's kind of heavy.
You said something.
Pre-game.
Well, how about there the smack-a-hose?
No. You can't do that.
Wait a minute.
Did you say that?
The 25 on kickoff?
Like you said, smack-a-hose.
I didn't say anything of the sort.
You said that?
No. Yeah,
you said if they smack them inside. And I was like, hey, we can be the smack-a-hose.
That's not even what I said.
Well, I took his a step further.
But I didn't even say that. I said on the occasion where they don't tackle someone. I didn't even say smack.
I heard smack in there somewhere.
You're not putting on a shirt smack-a-hose.
If you get a tackle inside
the 25. We're not calling the opposing team's returner a hoe.
On the field, they do, probably.
Yeah, they do.
Get your whole ass up. You. They probably say that.
Maybe.
Maybe they're known as...
That tastes ho.
Maybe they are known as smack-a-hoes, you know what? In the locker room. John, probably not shirts.
John, I'm going to say at least probably one of the brand. Recent or potential signings on Wednesday has said at one point, how does that taste ho? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean,
sir.
It may not have been on the football field, but I'm sure it's been said.
Dell, this is why Daryl's so bad. See, this
that's
is why
bad.
We can't
that's
trust
ugly.
Him.
Wow. Time to talk about. No.
Fun segment until that happens.
Oh, no. Doc Linville is what I want to talk about. That's something that's clean and wholesome and wonderful. Your hair. Okay. I don't know how clean your hair is, but I will say this. If you're looking for more hair, I mean, I was follically challenged. I looked like a mangy dog. I had holes all over. And then the doc comes along and wow, it is. I'm like Flavio now. I mean, it's unbelievable. What kind of hair he's given me. And he can do that for you, too. And I'm telling you right now, it is the process is so easy. It's wonderful. Doc Linville is a great, great guy. And you're going to love the process. You're going to talk to him in a consultation. You go to 975hair.com. You get a consultation from him. Guys, stop. I mean, there's no reason to not get this done. It's affordable. It is the pain is minimal. I mean, it's not pain. It's, you know, the slight discomfort. I did it on Friday back at work on Monday. Fred did it on Friday. He worked that afternoon. He was in the chair for 8 hours. So I only did about 4 hours. Listen, if you're looking for the best way to get hair, this is it. Neo Grafting. 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
Loaded, ready to rule. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. Man, I don't know. I don't know why.
There's not going to be a turnover rosary, oh. Art. We're not going to have a turnover rosary. No, they're not. Mark, they're not going to say, you just got hit by the short bus. Boom. They're not yelling that when they make a tackle. Yanez has a picture of Zach De La Roca from
Kel's picture on the side of that short bus.
You've just been hit by the short bus.
That's what Mark said they're going to say after they hit somebody.
What? Kel?
No. Don't, John. Don't. You keep trying to get it off.
He already got it off.
You keep trying to get it off.
I know he did.
He's trying to get it off a second time, like we didn't hear. And we're not ignoring. I'm getting back on the press pass list. I don't care what you
do. Are you? Are you, though?
He's got Zach De La Roca from Rage Against Machine saying, punt with it now. It's not going to be punt with it now. Oh, my gosh. No, they can't be route chefs. Joe Marciano is going to have a field day. He's been gone for years.
He's not.
He's been gone like multiple coaches ago.
No.
Stop.
Man, it's not looking. Some of the things about spring training are really, really good. Some of them not so good. What do you think Michael Brantley's OPS is right now?
1,400.
No, his OPS is 393.
That's lowish.
You think? His average is 176, and his
pro hitter Michael Brantley.
Yeah, he's on base
158. 14 million per.
It's like not on base is 158. That's not good.
Oh, that's low.
Jose Altuve is not exactly tearing it up early on here. 167 and 310. His on base is 310, and his slugging is 392. So that's ugly. Yeah. There's a lot of guys that are really scuffling. Kyle Tucker's not hitting all that well. Correa's OPS is 762. Yay team. Jason Castro, he's got 4 at-bats, 500, 1,000 OPS. Congratulations. We got a guy named Freudis. We lead the league in weird first names. Framber and
Can
Freudis.
Can Freudis hit?
Freudis is killing it. He's got 10 at-bats. He's got an 1,100 OPS. Freudis Nova.
I'm going to I know I'm not supposed to care or be worried about it, but I'm a little worried about Yuli. And I was a little worried about Yuli already and Altuve. I would rather, I'm not worried about Brantley, but I would prefer those two guys to be hitting 260.
Yuli 318 on base, 389, 707, but he's hitting 167. He's hitting 167.
It's because they're pitching around him.
There they are. It's Yuli Island.
Golly, the everyone's not going to be an island today, John. We're not going to do islands for everybody. Also,
they don't want to.
Also, yeah, does that bother you with Altuve? Or are you just like, spring?
He's swinging wild. I've seen some video of it. It's not great. It's not great when you're the best hitter in the game a couple of years ago is now, you know, just he looks like he did a lot last year. That's not a positive thing. So, I it's spring training. I don't know that do hitters get like pitchers, you know, he was just working on curveballs. He was just our hitters.
Like hitters are trying to hit.
Yeah, I feel like.
What are you working on? Certain swings.
Yeah, you're working on your home run.
I'm just going to try to inside out this one.
Yeah.
If I can hit it down the line.
Right. Even on an inside pitch, you're trying to send it to first towards first base. No.
I want to see if I can hit behind the runner.
I don't know about that, but I do know that maybe pitchers are ahead of hitters now. I hope that's the case. Well, that is the case because the pitching has looked. Lance McCullers has looked awesome. He has really, really looked good in early on here. Games pitched. Raley's look good. Martes, Scrubs look good. I don't know. I'm just hoping that the guys who hit. I'm not worried about Brantley, right? Professional hitter. He's going to be just fine.
Yeah, I'm not worried about him.
No. Otherwise, we'll find out. I don't think Dustin. We'll find out. Dusty's rotation, we do know Greinke is going to be game one starter, and then after that, we shall see. We'll see how it all plays out. Has Greinke decided to come back to the team yet? No, no one's seen him.
No, we just know that he'll be the opening day starter.
Right,
but Greinke's one of those guys that I just like, just whatever. Most players, pretty much every player, I don't feel that way about. But with Greinke, we just know he's a little different, and you just say. Okay, well, whatever.
What else? Are you going to show up? You're not going to show up.
Remember
fine.
In the playoffs where he gets too nervous to ride a plane, so he's got to fly on a different plane? We'll see you at the game.
Yeah, just get there however
pretty
you
much
can.
Anybody just get there else however who wants, you can. Guys, you got to be here on time. We need you here. You need to be with the team. This is about unity. This is about cohesion. It's about one vision. Was that Greinke? Or just, I think everyone's on board with that. Like, Zach, just let's just not.
Mm-mm.
He's kind of making us nervous, Coach. Can we just let him fly somewhere else? He just says weird things.
Yeah, he just says whatever he's thinking. He's got like personality Tourette's. He just says whatever he's thinking at any time. Only it's not really that.
Low sugar,
and he just shows up when he to spring training when he wants, and then he leaves when he wants. Apparently, too.
Yeah.
So. It's just
he just goes from biting on his nail to just walking out. Like, where's that going? We'll probably see him his next start.
Yeah. You know what? Who knows? And maybe we'll see him his next start, and then maybe we won't. We don't know. We'll find out. 752 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. If you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5, has an injury ever gone as long as Fromber's with zero updates?
I don't know how you're supposed to get updates. They're going to wait to see if they do surgery. He's getting a second opinion. Yeah. Well, okay, I got one for you. Jose Urquidy, whenever he had COVID. We didn't hear about. Remember, he was just missing for a month. We didn't know what's going on with Urquidy. Where is he? Is he alive? Same thing with Yordan. Now, I get it. They have medical, there's a HIPAA thing going on. But it was forever with Urquidy. We didn't know what was going on with Urquidy forever.
Right. Well, yeah, we didn't. I mean, and you're not. No, well, you're not supposed to know, though. You're just not supposed to know. Urquidy, I guess, in his game log in the preseason. Yeah, he took the loss yesterday. unfortunately. But I didn't see his stat line. But listen, I don't care. Urquidy's going to be great, Manny. Okay, I don't care what you say about him. Urquidy's going to be there. It's going to be Cy Young. He's going to be a Cy Young candidate.
Cy Young?
Yeah. 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 That's what I just said. Is Zach Greinke, does he has Tourette's being, does he's a sugar person?
Yeah.
He is a sugar person.
I don't know if they're the same, but I'm still worried about Urquidy Island. Is he going to be an island?
He is going to be an island. Okay. Nobody's going to touch him.
All right.
Nobody can touch him. He's on an island all by himself. He's like 17 at the TPC Sawgrass. Nobody's going to be able to touch him. That's right, Dell. I said it after this weekend. How'd that taste?
At TPC Sawgrass.
That's right. 17. That's right. That's what I said. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. It's 7:55 here on the show. Don't go anywhere.
Well, Lance, what would you like to talk about today?
Well, I was thinking about this, and I thought, you know, it'd be great, an insurance company that could basically take you to the A-rated insurance coverage that you're looking for your home, you know, like when the pipes burst and all this. So you want a company that you can trust, you can, that will stand by you, and that's what an A-rated insurance company should do for you, and that's what TGS Insurance will make sure that you get. But I want to make sure that you understand, it doesn't mean that you have to pay an excessive amount. And if you stay with the same companies over and over and over, they begin to raise your rates, and they'll say they give you this discount or that discount, but go ahead and compare them against TGS Insurance. Text the word money to 232323. That's 232323, and find out exactly how much you could be paying right now for A-rated insurance. They will get an insurance quote over to you within 15 seconds. Just text the word money to 232323. The average annual savings is over $900 now. So make sure that you text the word money to 232323.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.